gets loud in Lori White's classroom at Knox Elementary as her third graders test their problem-solving skills. But beneath the din, students are working collaboratively. White walks from table to table, engaging with her students and asking questions to check their understanding.
What are your reasons for wanting the other?
White tries to give back, not just to her students, but to others. For instance, White and her fellow third grade teachers are donating their Scholastic Book Club points so every second grader in the district can take home a new book this summer. But starting this fall, here's what the state wants White's bosses to quantify. Is she a good teacher? Like most Indiana educators, teachers in Knox are worried. White says her colleagues fear efforts like their summer reading program won't translate to paper when the district begins evaluations in the fall.
They're a little afraid of, you know, what if I don't show good enough evidence when they come into my classroom? Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to not get a raise? Those things are the issues that teachers are struggling with.
Districts can adopt whatever model they want for completing evaluations, but they must meet the criteria outlined last spring by the Indiana General Assembly. Three Indiana school districts are currently testing a system developed by the Department of Education, while three others are trying their own methods. Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Bennett says feedback has been positive.
The discussion around quality instruction has changed, and we have a much different culture about the discussion about how we better teach our children. We're having a discussion we've never had before in this state.
Bennett says anyone who disagrees with the new law needs to look at evaluations as a way to provide feedback to good teachers, not a method for weeding out bad ones. Knox plans to rate its teachers on the state's model, but administrators won't start evaluating teachers until fall. To prepare, Director of Curriculum Peggy Scheidegger says teachers have been offered additional professional development materials.
So our teachers are going through a series of video explanations on how this rubric will affect them in the classroom, what they can do to meet the expectations of the rubric.
Scheidegger says teachers are feeling more comfortable with the state's rubric as they work their way through the video modules. But both Scheidegger and teachers say they're still apprehensive about the provision of the law that links teacher performance to students' test scores. Indiana State Teachers Association Vice President Teresa Meredith says while the ISTA agrees teachers should be held accountable for student learning, teachers in areas of high poverty or high need are at a disadvantage.
You can be an amazing teacher consistently, and I think based on the way particularly the RISE model is designed, there is great potential for negative impact to you, that you might not be rated as effective as you truly are.
Scheidegger points out another problem. There's state data available for most 4th through 8th grade teachers, but that's not the case for educators in other grades and subjects. The state system calculates their ratings differently, but Scheidegger says she's had trouble explaining student learning objectives to teachers who don't have test scores to fall back on. Still, third grade teacher Lori White is trying not to worry.
But I think that if we remain positive and we, you know, try to bump each other up and help each other get over it, I think that we will make it through that and we will shine because we care about our kids. They're the most important thing.
Just three teachers in Knox declined the professional development the district is offering in advance of state-mandated evaluations. All are on track to retire this month. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Ellie Moxley.